As we roll right through until 6 o'clock this evening, we'll have all the scores for you with thanks to Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. Become a Mighty Rewards member at your local Mitre 10. Well, Northwest Coast S13 swimmer Jacob Templeton has had a wild ride at the Olympic swimming trials in Adelaide over the past week or so. Jacob's aim has been firmly on the Tokyo Games. He swam extremely well, an Olympic time, but there is a snag. To tell us all about it, Jacob joins us now. G'day, Jake. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. It's, swam so well, you've got a story to tell. Let us in on what's been happening.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It was probably one of the craziest weeks of my life, to be honest. Yeah, I swam at the Paralympic trials, which ended a couple of days ago, and swam well. Obviously, I needed to make the team. I did 3 out of 4 personal bests. I missed the qualifying time just in the 50 freestyle. I missed it by 0.19 of a second, and it was all sort of down to the final day, the 100 backstroke, which was my main one anyway. In the heat, I missed the qualifying time by 0.08 of a second, even though both of these swims were already the personal best, but just obviously not quite enough. And then in the final, I just snuck under it. I got under the qualifying time by 0.05 of a second. But that's sort of just the start of the story, I suppose, and I suppose we'll get to it. But yeah, I actually got disqualified originally for movement on the blocks was the call. And yeah, long story short, it got overturned. I've obviously achieved the qualifying time, but because the depth is so strong in Australia at the moment with the Paralympic swimming, there was actually more people that got the qualifying times than the quota of sort of allocated athletes. So there's 5 of us that are in the same boat now where we've got the qualifying time, but we're sort of in limbo. Swimming Australia is fighting and trying to get some more spots for those people, such as myself, that got the qualifying time, but weren't selected on the selection night. So yeah, a bit crazy.
That is quite amazing. So have they got a time frame in which they need to make a decision on this?
I assume there is an end date that everything sort of needs to be finalised. But in terms of what I've been told at the moment, it's just the process they're going through. So I think there is time, obviously, to get these spots, hopefully. But obviously, you know, Australia has to go to the I'm not sure where they need to go and try and put their case forward. And obviously the world rankings of myself and the other people in the same boat as me were quite high, but it's just, like I said, the depth in Australia is so strong. Everyone's just such a medal chance that they can't take everyone, I suppose. But I know that if I can, I've qualified and I've done the right stuff. So hopefully if I get selected, if we get some more spots, nothing's changed. I still want to stand on the podium. So yeah.
So what do you do now? I guess it's business as usual for you because you've got to just keep on training as if you've actually made the team. You can't drop anything off in your preparation, can you? So you've just got to keep getting stuck back in and just wait for a call.
100%, yeah. And the good thing is, in a way, well, it's not good because there's 3 out of the 5 of us that are in limbo actually were from the same squad, USC Spartans on the Sunshine Coast. So in our club, we've got 4 people that were officially selected. And then 3 extras, including myself, who got qualified but not selected yet. So, and I shouldn't say yet because who knows, it might not happen. So, yeah, not selected. But, yeah, there's 3 of us and we'll all be there at training Monday morning. We get back in Monday morning and, yeah, about 8 weeks until the game starts. So between now and then I'll have an answer. But like you said, I just have to get in and just assume and train as if I am going because if I do get the call up, I want to be in the best possible shape. So
do you have enough support around you at this time? I guess you've got a coach and you've got people within that team that can sort of rally around and say, all right, let's take stock. We just need to keep our focus nice and sharp and we have to do the things we need to do. Have you got plenty of support?
For sure, yeah. I mean, obviously I've got family and those people right next to me, but in terms of the training environment, my coaches and gym coach and everybody, they've already said, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's, you're coming just like those 4 that are going to the games. You're coming in Monday morning. We're giving it everything we've absolutely got because we need to. Like, if it's a yes, then we want you to sort of be where everyone else is. You don't want to just take a couple of weeks off and hopefully, you know, get the call up and say you're in and then, yeah, I'll be 2 weeks backwards then. So, no, it's full steam ahead and, yeah, it's just one of those tough ones. But like I said, it does really suck that 3 of us are from the same group. But at the same time, 3 of us are in the same boat together. We can get there and if one's struggling, we just sort of hold each other accountable and push each other, which is what you do anyway. So
I've been to that magnificent complex in Adelaide, and people in Adelaide do like to turn up to events. So the atmosphere in there, Jake, must have been quite amazing.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Like, it's really world-class. You know, even just sort of walking out before your race, your name's on the huge sort of electronic sort of banner behind the blocks, and the crowd was packed, absolutely packed. And, yeah, like you said, it's not just the family and friends. Obviously, there's hundreds of swimmers there trying to make the Olympics and Paralympics, but there was just spectators, you know, like it should be. It's a huge event. So, yeah, it was absolutely full.
And the pool is pretty much rated, I think, right around the country as being quite a fast pool. So it's I don't know what comes into calculations, fast pool, slow pool, but there just seems to be some amazing times that have been coming out of that pool in Adelaide.
For sure, yeah. Like for me, it was three out of my four events. One of my best times I've ever swum there. Amongst the other para guys, you know, a lot of people had recorded the best times they've ever done. A lot of Australian records. There was world record as well. And in the Olympic group, Kaylee McEwen broke the 100-metre backstroke world record. Ariane Titmus was extremely close to the 400 freestyle world record, both for the women. So it was red hot. And I think the one thing with the games, you know, the trials, everyone comes to play. It's probably the most nerve-wracking and sort of anxious I get. And talking with the other athletes as well, it's such a high-pressure situation, the trials. Because you're so close, but you're not there. And I think that obviously the Olympics and Paralympics, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of hype around that as well. But you're there, and it's just about racing and trying to win the medal once you're there. So the trials is a really high-pressure situation.
Just before I let you go, Ariane is something else, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Apparently she didn't even do a full taper for that meet, so I suppose that could be bad luck for her moving forward. Maybe her coach just won't give her a full taper from now on, but yeah, either way, she's just keeps getting better somehow. Hopefully it doesn't stop, because yeah, if she keeps moving like this, she'll be extremely hard to beat.
Well, Jake, everyone in Tasmania and a lot of people around the country have got their fingers crossed for you to be able to get that slot in the Tokyo Olympics. You've given it absolutely everything. You've given it your all. And let's hope that you get the phone call that says you're on that plane to Tokyo and you can join all the rest of the guys. Thanks heaps for getting in touch. It's fantastic. And, yeah, we've all got our fingers crossed for you, Jake.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.